Hurricane Dog from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Hurricane Dog was the most intense hurricane of the 1950 Atlantic hurricane season. The fourth named storm of the season, Dog developed on August 30 to the east of Antigua, and after passing through the northern Lesser Antilles, it turned to the north and intensified into a Category 5 hurricane. Dog reached its peak intensity with winds of 185 miles per hour, 300 kilometers per hour, over the open Atlantic, and after weakening, it passed within 200 miles, 320 kilometers, of Cape Cod. The storm became extratropical on September 12. Hurricane Dog caused extensive damage to the Leeward Islands and was considered the most severe hurricane on record in Antigua. Many buildings were destroyed or severely damaged on the island, with thousands left homeless just weeks after Hurricane Baker had caused serious damage there. In the United States, the hurricane caused moderate coastal damage, including damage to several boats, and resulted in 11 offshore drownings. Strong winds caused widespread power outages across southeastern New England. Damage across its path totaled about $3 million U.S. dollars, equal to $26.9 million in 2009. Contents: 1. Meteorological history. 2. Preparations. 3. Impact. 4. Naming, records, and aftermath. Section 1. Meteorological History. Tropical Storm Dog was first observed as a 70-mile-per-hour, 110-kilometer-per-hour, tropical storm on August 30, when the SS Sabrodan reported gale-force winds and an area of low pressure about 320 miles, 510 kilometers, east-southeast of Antigua. Its origin is unknown, though it is believed to have formed from a tropical wave that left the coast of Africa on August 24. With high pressures to its northeast, the storm tracked west-northwestward and attained hurricane status early on August 31. Hurricane Dog turned to the northwest on September 1 and intensified into a major hurricane that night as it passed just north of the northern Lesser Antilles. While the hurricane was passing near the islands, the island of St. Martin reported a pressure of 978.7 millibars. Image: storm track. Under weak steering currents, Hurricane Dog drifted northwestward as it steadily intensified, and on September 5 attained Category 5 status about 335 miles, 540 kilometers, north of the eastern tip of the Dominican Republic. The hurricane strengthened further after turning to the north-northeast, and on September 6, hurricane hunters estimated peak winds of 185 miles per hour, 300 kilometers per hour, about 450 miles, 720 kilometers, south-southwest of Bermuda. At the time, reconnaissance practices were in their infancy, so it is possible the hurricane was overestimated. Although the wind speed measurements may not be accurate, Dog was a formidable hurricane over the western Atlantic, producing wave heights of over 100 feet or 30 meters. Hurricane Dog maintained its peak intensity for about 18 hours. On September 7, the cyclone attained a central pressure of 948 millibars, 27.99 inches of mercury, which was the lowest pressure in association with the hurricane. A building ridge of high pressure to its north caused it to decelerate and weaken steadily for unknown reasons as it turned to the west. By September 9, the intensity had decreased to 90 miles per hour, 145 kilometers per hour. On September 10, as it turned northward, Hurricane Dog briefly reintensified slightly to winds of about 100 miles per hour, 160 kilometers per hour, before weakening again. The hurricane passed within 200 miles, 320 kilometers, of Cape Cod on September 12, and shortly afterwards it transitioned to an extratropical cyclone. The extratropical remnant turned to the east and later to the northeast, and the system persisted, finally losing its identity near Ireland on September 16. Section 2. Preparations. In the United States, the threat of the hurricane prompted the National Weather Bureau to issue warnings of gale force winds, high tides, and rough surf from the Outer Banks of North Carolina to Maine. At least 17 naval ships were moved in preparation for the hurricane. Rhode Island state police officers warned homeowners near the coast to be ready to evacuate if necessary. There, officials also closed several beaches and canceled ferry travel along the state's southern waterways. On the day of the hurricane's closest approach to the United States, the National Weather Bureau issued storm warnings from Cape May, New Jersey, to East Point, Maine. Section 3. Impact. Passing through the Lesser Antilles, Hurricane Dog produced a storm surge of 8 feet, 2.4 meters, in Antigua. Winds on Antigua and Barbuda were estimated at 130 miles per hour, 210 kilometers per hour, with a gust of 144 miles per hour, 232 kilometers per hour, recorded at St. John's, Antigua, and Barbuda. On Antigua, where hurricane force winds were reported for 6 hours, residents considered it the most severe hurricane in history. Hurricane Dog left thousands homeless on Antigua, just weeks after Hurricane Baker caused severe damage on the island. Damage throughout the Lesser Antilles totaled $1 million, equal to $8.95 million in 2009, primarily on Antigua and Barbuda, and included many damaged or destroyed homes, ruined crops, blocked roads from washouts or fallen trees, and power outages across the islands. The passage of the hurricane resulted in several shipwrecks. Two people drowned when their small boat capsized. The hurricane sank a boat on the island of San Bartolomé, where damage amounted to $70,000, equal to $630,000 in 2009. In the mid-Atlantic states, heavy levels of precipitation were reported, leading to flash floods in some locations. In Bel Air, Maryland, a car drove into the swollen Gunpowder River. Three people in the car drowned, and a fourth was injured. A further two people drowned in Lexington, Virginia. Though newspaper sources attributed the heavy rain to Hurricane Dog, this was not confirmed. The hurricane produced high tides and rough surf along the east coast of the United States, with coastal flooding reported along some beaches in Rhode Island. The hurricane capsized or damaged several boats along the coastline, including two large vessels in Nantucket. In Marblehead, Massachusetts, the surf grounded at least 15 vessels from the harbor onto a coastal causeway. Near Cape Cod, damage to fishermen's assets totaled $150,000, equal to $1.34 million in 2009. Tides along Nantucket were reported at the highest levels since the 1944 Great Atlantic Hurricane. Hurricane Dog produced powerful wind gusts along coastal areas of New England, which caused widespread power outages, including a loss of power to 15 towns on Cape Cod, to hundreds of residences on Nantucket, and to several other locations in the area. Additionally, winds from the hurricane destroyed two small barns and uprooted a few trees, some of which blocked roads. The hurricane deposited light to moderate rainfall across southeastern Massachusetts, ranging from around 1 inch, 25 millimeters, to about 4 to 5 inches, 100 to 125 millimeters, near Nantucket. In Provincetown, a car hit a woman. Neither the driver nor the victim were able to see due to the rains. A man in Falmouth was paralyzed from the waist downwards after coming into contact with a wet tree limb next to a downed power line. Overall damage was fairly light, totaling about $2 million, equal to $17.9 million in 2009, a much lower total than would have been expected if the hurricane had made landfall. In all, 12 people died in New England as a result of the hurricane. Section 4. Naming, Records, and Aftermath. During the 1950, 1951, and 1952 seasons, Atlantic hurricanes were named using the Joint Army-Navy phonetic alphabet. However, Hurricane Dog was referred to as the Great Hurricane in the Central Atlantic in newspaper reports, and its name was seldom used. Operationally, hurricanes were not referred to by name until 1952. Hurricane Dog retains the record for longest continuous duration for a Category 5 Atlantic hurricane, although Hurricane Allen spent longer total time as a Category 5. On September 4, Hurricane Dog was one of three simultaneous Atlantic hurricanes, along with Charlie and Easy. This is a rare occurrence in the Atlantic Ocean, and has only happened six times since 1950, in 1961, 1967, 1980, 1995, 1998, and 2005. This also occurred on August 31 with Baker, Charlie, and Dog. Additionally, Dog remains one of only three Category 5 hurricanes in the historical database to avoid land. The others were Easy and Cleo, both of which also occurred in the 1950s. In the aftermath of the hurricane, the newspaper, The Daily Gleaner, started a hurricane relief fund and requested its readers to assist the country of Antigua. 4 days after the hurricane, the fund totaled 171,000 British pounds, equal to 4.29 million U.S. dollars in 2009. One Antigua official stated the country, quote, would appreciate voluntary assistance from outside, especially food and clothing, end quote. Relief aid was also sent from the United States to the affected islands. Summary box Hurricane Dog. Category 5 Hurricane, Saffir-Simpson Hurricane Scale. Image, surface weather analysis of Hurricane Dog on September 4. Formed, August 30, 1950. Dissipated, September 12, 1950. Highest winds, 185 miles per hour, 295 kilometers per hour, 1 minute sustained. Lowest pressure, 948 millibars or hectopascals, 27.99 inches of mercury, or less. Fatalities, 14 direct, 5 indirect. Damage, $300 million U.S. dollars in 1950, equivalent to $26.9 million in 2009. Areas affected, Lesser Antilles and East Coast of the United States. Part of the 1950 Atlantic hurricane season. You have reached the end of this spoken article. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html. This spoken article is based on a written version dated January 25, 2009, and was recorded by Wikipedia user Tony Lay, who hopes you have enjoyed this audio presentation.